Well, hello and welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. This is the Felicia Lockhart Show. And today we are going to discuss a few things that are going on in the world today. I know that the name of this broadcast is Madam President, what would happen under a White House led by Kamala Harris. And we do have a lot of things to talk about. Now, today is also another weird day because we had the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse that just came to fruition. And so there are a lot of people that are feeling a certain type of way because of him being found not guilty. However, if anyone would remember the law, then they would know that he had a right to be not guilty. Yeah, he did. He had a right to be not guilty. Do we have any callers? It looks like we have myself. I see that. But I know that we have somebody else that's calling in. And that would be Bernard. Are you here? Oh, I see you right here. I think this is you, the 804 number. Okay. Bernard, are you here? Are you here, Bernard?
I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Wow. Thank you so much for holding, because we had to finish over on YouTube. As you know, that case broke right around the same time that we were supposed to be here together. But so we are looking at now Madam President as a possibility, and we're also looking at the fact that we just had something pivotal happen here in the United States with the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. What say you on either topic, since they're both hot-button topics?
Well, it's kind of funny that the Kyle Rittenhouse thing happened, because I was expecting that to happen today somehow or at the same time. So it's actually kind of funny that it happened around the same time. I just laughed that it's more comical, because they hit you with the one uppercut, and then you got hit on the other one right behind it. So you're not paying attention to the fact that Kamala Harris could be president possibly, because you're paying more attention to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, also, FDA authorized Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all adults today. So that was another thing that happened, but I'm not even getting to it right now. I'll discuss that another time. So, hey, look, it's Friday. What's the breaking news of the week? It was supposed to be Joe Biden going to Colin Nelson and going to anesthesia, but Kyle Rittenhouse took that over. That, of course, you got National Guard, and there could be riots and so much. So that's how I look at it. I look at it like one side out versus the next, if you get me. Because, hey, I already know, they told you yesterday that Kamala Harris, communication director, had dropped because it was, friction between him and the Biden administration. But then you find out today, no, she's going to be president possibly for a while, or maybe for quite a while. So that's what I got to say for that point in there. And the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, to me, is actually what I expected, but at the same time, it's what I expected, but it's also going to make people feel a little uneasy, but I guess if you're going by self-defense, it's right. You can get into all the other vernaculars of the story, but I look at it like, hey, this is what happened. And if you want to deal with the facts, you just deal with the facts of it. You don't know how this thing will go. So it is what it is. I would suggest to us not to go out there and riot and protest, because there's a lot of stage actors already there. Black Lives Matter is already out there, and there's 500 National Guard people out there in Wisconsin. I don't know if it's coming to other cities, but hey, let's get ready for whatever you expect to see. That's what I had to say for now. If you got anything to follow up, Ms. Felicia. Did I answer your questions correctly?
Unless you hear me.
Hello?
Okay. You hear me?
Well, let me keep going. No, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm here. I think my phone was on mute. But no, I agree with everything that you just said. And we have a caller from 714-603. Hello and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. What do you have to add?
Well, it's me, Frank. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. All right, I'm living. How you doing? How you doing?
You say you living. I know that's right.
But look, this whole shit, man, look, this is my thing, man. Look, man, you know, I'm sorry, man. I'm not, you know, y'all can talk about the self-defense bullshit, you know, but you don't, how do you use self-defense when you're provoking something? You know what I'm saying? How do you provoke something and you use self-defense? If I go somewhere and do something, how could I use self-defense when I know damn well I was going to another state, across city lines, state lines, you know what I'm saying? Unaccounted, No, what's the name? He was just a minor, you know what I'm saying? Where was his adult? Where was his adults at? His mom dropped him off. I think this shit was fake. It's a psyop. So that's why I'm not really in my feelings too much. I just don't like, I don't understand why we're siding with these, you know, we side with this, you know, we call George Floyd things, we call that psyops, we call certain things psyops when it's black people, or, you know, we say that they push white supremacy, but siding with this white boy, that's pushing white supremacy right there, dude. How we sided with this white boy and shit, knowing damn well if that was my 17-year-old nephew and shit, the outcome would not be the same. You know what I'm saying? So we got to pick and choose and shit. We got enough white people siding with this white boy, and we over here siding with him too. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he was in the wrong 100%. He was in the wrong 100%, dude.
Here's where I am. I personally watched that live feed the very night that it happened, and I did not know what I was watching, honestly. I didn't know that what I was watching was this certain situation that we're talking about right now on August, I think it was the 5th or whatnot of last year. But the deal was for me, and I've said this on many of my publications, that if it is a fake situation and I were watching a movie, that if I were watching a movie based on the information that I saw last year in August, I would say that person was innocent, and here is why. The video, the live feed that I just, so for whatever reason, happened to be thumbing across YouTube last August, I came across this live feed, Frank, and while I was watching this feed, I saw these people beating this young kid up, and I'm sitting there watching them beating him up, and I'm like, what is this that I've stumbled upon? And so I saw the boy taking off running, but I noticed while he was running that he had a gun across his chest, right? They was kicking his butt. Okay, now mind you, I didn't know who this was, but I had just turned over to this live feed of a cat that was recording some stuff that was going on out there in Kenosha. So the guy is getting beat up. One dude threw a skateboard at his head. He landed on his back. Somehow the kid got back up and he took off. I mean, he was booking. And I noticed as he was running the gun, and then I noticed that this mob of people were still chasing him. They was kicking his butt. I do remember him falling backwards, and I do remember him turning around and shooting the first person. And I remember a few other things. But also with that made me have chills, mind you. Again, if this is a movie, it's just a movie, right? And so I would just take one person's side if it was a movie. But this boy was literally running and flagging down the police and pointing back saying, hey, he even ran over to the guy and he goes, hey, help, call somebody. But there was nobody to call. So he's flashing. He's wailing his hands there saying, help, help. There was what are those things called with the firemen? It was a fire truck that even turned the corner. And he was flagging them down, pointing back to the people that he had to, you know, shoot. I watched the video and I did not know. And then this is what I did. I watched the full feed. It was the live feed. I watched the feed. I took Mobizen. I captured it on my phone. All right. I captured it on my phone. And after I captured it as a video on my phone, I did not put the pieces together. But that very same phone ended up being stripped. They locked me out the phone. None of these things made any sense until I started remembering everything that happened. So I watched the original live feed, and even if it was a fake story, based on what I saw in that movie, if that was a movie, I would still have sided with the kid that I saw in the movie, because I saw them beating him up. I saw them throw that skateboard at his head. I saw them trip him. I saw the men coming after him. I saw them, okay, some of which were armed. I saw it. And so I'm not siding with black or white. If that child was black, I would have said he was innocent because of what I saw during the live feed that they did not allow to be shown. Does that make sense? They didn't allow that to be shown.
But I'm not saying you signed with black and white, though. I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
We got enough white people. We got enough white people doing that. Let's let them do that. Right? Let's let them do that. Because if that's the case, if it was the other way around, these white people would not be signing with him for one. And my thing is, if we think it's fake and we know it's fake, it is a psyop, why do we believe any video or anything? That shit is crisis actors.
First of all, none of us know.
If you have a gun, why would you run for somebody? Okay, why would you be running if you have a gun from somebody that's unarmed? That doesn't make no sense.
Because you don't want to shoot them. I respect that. Okay, that's a very good, viewpoint. We have a new caller coming in. It's okay. Listen, we've got a caller coming in from 210-996. I want to say hello and welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. Welcome, welcome. How are you? Can you hear me? 210-99966. You're on the air. 210. Let's go to 216780. Are you there? 216780. Are you there?
Yes. How are you, Felicia?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful, and thank you so much for joining me today. So, what say you? We had some very good viewpoints. I like Frank's viewpoint. I respect his viewpoint. I liked Bernard's. What say you?
You know what, Felicia, I'm getting ready to go around a bunch of noise. So
it's okay.
I'm going to stay on mute, and then I'll come back in.
Okay, that's fine. No worries. So how about caller 210-966? What say you? Are you there? Okay. So I respect.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yes, I certainly can. How are you?
Yes, fine.
Good. Welcome to the Lockhart Perspective. What's your perspective on this? Either the Madam President, which is the topic, dealing with what's going to happen if something happens to our seated president, and the temporary president, Harris, has to become our permanent, and or what would you like to talk about as it relates to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
I'm going to say this. One, you know, now, if anybody know me, they know how I feel. I think the whole administration need to go to hell. They just need to pack up the whole administration and just throw them somewhere. I don't care where they go. I don't care where they land. Just pick them all up and throw them somewhere. Don't miss one of them.
Okay.
And for as Rittenhouse, I feel like this. Whoever took him across lines, his mama, his dad, all of them need to be arrested because they knew they took that boy to a riot. I get it. You know, he got his head tapped. You know, I understand it. But I know for one thing, if I'm running down the street with an AR, you know, only where I'm running, I'm just running enough to get some distance where I can turn around and start busting back. That's how that goes. But I feel, honestly, my opinion, I feel like he shouldn't have never been there. You want to clean up the graffiti and all that. Okay, but once the lights go off, boom, you're supposed to be somewhere inside, you know.
Yeah, especially at 17, right?
Yep, he should have been in somewhere inside. He ain't supposed to be outside at nighttime while they're riding. So he was there to do the same thing, you know, just like the whole gang thing. When you're riding, that's what you're involved in. You're involved in the whole gang culture because one side is for something and the other side is for other, and y'all clash. So he was there to do what he was there to do. Now, I feel sorry for him. He didn't got his head tapped, you know. Hey, but he knew what he was there for. When you go to a riot, you know what you're there for. Ain't a riot, so you know I could talk black, you know, I could say whether he was black and his dad, whether they would have treated him. I could go there, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say, you know, it don't matter. He went to a ride. He knew what these rides was about. You had the Democrats paying folks to go out there and ride and tear stuff up. So that meant he was supposed to stay his ass somewhere out of the dark or somewhere, you know, away from all that. And he didn't, so he get whatever he's, you know, he got coming to him. Now, if they're quitting,
so you know
they're
that he is, you know that they found him not guilty.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, listen, I agree. I agree, because let me just say it like this. I'm giving an example based on the scenario that has been played out.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe that both the Ahmaud Arbery and this case have very strong, strong leanings toward being PSYOPs? Most assuredly, I do.
Yeah.
I felt that way in the very beginning when it came to Aubrey's case, because I lived in Georgia for some time, and I found his situation to be very sketchy and not
uh-huh.
enough substance for me to really feel one way or the other about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do believe that they have created two narratives and painted one way and painted the other way. But the goal is to get our guns out of all our hands.
Yes.
That's the way I feel about it. That's the
yes.
way I feel
and
about
both
it.
Both of them can be, and both situations can be used.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Both of them can be used to do whatever they want to do. And I think that they caused enough. Frank, would you say that they caused enough, as well as you, as well as Bernard, would you guys say that they caused enough ruckus last year to keep all of us pretty confused and busy this year with the dissension that they'd like to see?
My thing is, I didn't mean to interrupt whoever that is talking, but look, check this out. This right here, okay, what I'm saying, this is a perception, right? It's a psyop, right? So it's perception, right? When stuff
uh-huh.
is fake, we got now we got room for perception. This right here is perception that white superior, which I don't think white motherfucker is superior than me. But this helps push the white superiority, and this helps push the white privilege even more. The envelope, because there was a number of charges, let's just keep it 100. The number of things that he was fucking guilty of. You see what I'm saying? Period. I own guns. You can't. There's no way a minor, and I don't care what state it is, and only unless that state. He's 17 and 18 and 7 when he's underage. You see what I'm saying? Like the 17 is consent of is a legal age. Only in that case he could have him. He could have had that gun. But in any law, federally, you can. Yeah, you're right. If he said, for example, like in Chicago, the age of consent is like 17. So if that kind of case, that's different.
What is it for a weapon in Kenosha? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know California is damn near every state is 18 for a long gun and 21 for any other kind of gun.
Okay,
so like,
do me a favor. Let's be fair, because you bring very valid points. Let's find out what it is for the neighboring state as well
already,
as Kenosha. Well, let me ask you this: are you basing that on the law, or are you basing that on what emotion?
I'm basing this on law. I'm basing this on the perception of what they showed us. That's what I'm basing on, like how you said. This right here is just shit. Like I said, this is pushing the white supremacy envelope, period. I don't think the white
mm-hmm.
person is superior to me, but this is pushing the envelope. This is pushing the white, the privilege envelope. You see what I'm saying? Because you could actually get charged and be under curfew and underage with guns and all that and still get off. This right here is just, that's what they're showing me and everybody else.
Let me play devil's advocate here. I want to ask you, if you found that the law in that particular jurisdiction stated that a long rifle at the age of 17, he had the legal right to carry. And then if you did have the evidence that showed the full scenario, because even though you say that it's a PSYOP, I did hear you say that, at the same time, you have a very wonderful, strong argument to stand on the side of, you know, I don't believe in the whole white supremacist part. I get that. But here's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
If after you do your due diligence and you find out those particular pieces of the law, based on the law, what would you say then if you found that he did have legal right to be there, that he did have legal right to hold the weapon, and that he did have the legal right to defend himself?
For one, if it's a PSYOP, why would any of that even matter?
Well, the point that I'm making is,
it only matters. Perception
is your
point,
and
perception
is
the only thing that matters right now.
Absolutely, but remember, I am playing devil's advocate, and under devil's advocate, the question that I'm asking has standing.
But like I said, why would any of that matter? If this is a psyop, if this is fake, it's only none of that none of that should matter, because this is right here is just proving the perception. You see what I'm saying? This is white privilege, white acceptance, white supremacy. Because I mean, he did get. My thing is, if that was the case, he wouldn't have got charged for none of this stuff in the first place, right? If that was
not the case. No, that's not accurate. If there is somebody that is accused of murder, they still have to detain the person. They still have to have all of the points. You have to go through the process. So what I'm saying is that let's just say, for example, it is and it was a psyop. Let's just say that, okay? It is and it was a psyop. Based on that, it's a moot point. We can just move on to Madam President. But because we have strong opinions about the PSYOP or the narrative that's been rolled out in front of us, it shows that it does have some levity because we're making comments on it. So my question is, if we can prove, based on the law, that this person had standing and the right to defend himself under the circumstances, that this person did have a right to carry the weapon, and that the person did have a right to be there in that place at that time, based on the fact that his family lived there, his father lived there, okay, based on the fact that his aunts lived there, all right, and based on the fact that he worked in that very same city.
Oh,
if after all of that, then what would you say?
I still say that it's still creating some kind of narrative, I would say. You see what I'm saying?
But
I mean, because he got acquitted doesn't mean any of that got proved. Any of that stuff got proved, though. Just because he got acquitted, that's what the science is all about. None of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? You could turn a fake case and you could, acquit somebody or not acquit them, and then that goes into the next real case law of a real case. So that's all that is.
Okay, so
that's why you would want to.
Or who is this speaking now?
This is Robert Phillips,
966. Okay, go right ahead.
210. Yes.
Okay, go right.
I just know
ahead.
White people wouldn't. They wouldn't would cheer for no black person that if it was he was in the same position. And that's all I know. So we gotta. I don't know. We gotta be careful.
I would say for the scenario, I would say yes, because you know we need case laws like that, because that's how. You know, everything sets precedent. So if, you know, for me to find you guilty of whatever it is that they're alleging or whatever it is that they're saying, you know, this is your run through now. So therefore, if somebody was to get charged with a charge like that, then, you know, the ground has already been set for as, you know, what they can do and what they can't do. So, yes, it needs to be looked at. But now how I feel about Rent House is, you know, hey, if they come through and the law says this, you know, and everything is looking like, you know, he's not guilty, then let the man go, you know, and he needs to get compensated for, well, hell no, I don't think the family should get compensated because they was already giving money. Hell, they bought him out. They gave him what that family, like, what, $20 million or something like that? So
yeah,
hey,
they gave
you
him
know,
a substantial amount of money. They gave a lot of money. They did. They gave a lot of money.
A certificate, and a pat on the back, and tell them don't do it again. That's it. You know, go on about your business. That's it.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the fact that they brought up the fact that the man that was killed had raped five little boys? What do you think about that? Did you know about that?
No, I think there are some sick individuals. The man is dead. He wasn't arrested for it, so leave him alone.
Well, no, he was arrested. Yes. He was arrested, and he was tried and all that other stuff. And, of course, by that, it means that he did do his time. But, yes, okay. All right, that's good. Is there anybody else that would have anything that they would like to add, Bernard? Because I really do want to get into the topic of dealing with Madam President, because, to me, that's a frightening situation. Does anybody want to say anything about what
Felicia
would happen if she's the president? Yes, go right ahead.
Felicia, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hear my brother Frankie, he is on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire. I love it. I'm just tired of us, you know what I'm saying?
We kind of helped push that white supremacy shit, too. I'm so sorry. We helped with that shit, too, with these narratives. You know what I'm saying? We're siding with these white conservatives and shit. The white conservatives or the white liberals aren't our fucking friends. Just because I may agree and not like Biden's presidency or certain things when it comes down to, you see what I'm saying, certain issues with these Democrats messing up and fumbling, does not mean that I'm going to run to no fucking white conservative think tank or wherever the fuck and agree with that. I'm so sorry. So we gotta cut this shit out, man. If we really want to change our people and change things, we got to change our minds and the way that we think. You got to stop. I'm not siding with none of these white people. I'm sorry. That's the enemy. Are they the enemy or are they not the enemy? Which one? So we're gonna choose white supremacy or we pick and choose white supremacy.
I understand. But let me say this. As the host, I want to say this. I am a conservative woman. As the host, I'm conservative. It does not mean and what I do is because of my background and because of what I've been, you know, charged to do, I have to look at things based on what I can see. I cannot and will not be moved by anything anybody wants me to believe. Again, both of these situations could be psyops, but because we're here and we're talking about it now, I'm going to just say that based on the law and based on what I've been able to glean and based on what I've been able to see, no matter if the boy was purple, he would be considered innocent under the law. And I think that is what has been under attack over the past several years here in our country. It is the law and the color of law, period. I think that the law, as well as sound judgment, as well as good common sense, as well as good common decency, all of these things have been under attack. And go on ahead and say what I think was Victor. Was that it?
Yeah.
Is that Victor? Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah. Yes. I was just going to say, first and foremost, I'm sorry. If a guy is running down the street with an AR-15, obviously he's running away from trying to do harm to anybody. Now, if you run up on him and tackle him and knock him down and your ass get lit up, then that's on you. That's the way I see that. And so as far as I'm concerned, I think the verdict was right. I think that we've had enough of these Marxists with their Marxist revolution that they're pushing in this country. And we saw it last summer in Chicago where these brothers in these neighborhoods told Black Lives Matter and Antifa, don't bring your bull crap up into our neighborhood. To a sense, I kind of feel where Frank is coming from, but by the same token, we are being exploited as people. Now, this dude shot three white guys, and yet the leftists in the media is making it a race issue. How is it racism, you know, when a white guy shoots another white guy? And Black folks are getting all fired up. He didn't shoot nobody Black. I mean, you had a Black dude that tried to kick him, but by the same token, you know, you can't be mad at somebody because they defended himself. And he had every right, just like anybody else would have had the right to defend themselves. Because certainly, whether he was there for whatever reason, why he went there, I don't even care about that. If his family, because the thing is, if you have family, listen, wait a minute, hold on. If you got family living in a particular area like this dude's father was there and you go there to help protect family members and friends, I ain't got a problem with that. Now, if you're going with a bunch of white dudes who are all, you know, who are all banded together and come and kick somebody's butt, then okay, then maybe you got a legitimate argument. But when you got family involved, family and real close friends involved in this situation, then, you know, all bets are off. I'm sorry, that's just the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. That's a very valid point. That's a very valid point, and I respect your point. What do you have to say back to that, Frank Nitti?
Man, check this out, man. Ain't nobody in their feelings. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't like the perception. The perception, in fact, once again, it's white supremacy 10, us 0. When it comes down to these stage-ass cases, it's always them getting off for some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? With the rape shit,
yeah,
whatever, R. Kelly's wearing some... It's always, I know we're the pawns, but at the same time, the right's using us on this shit too. The right and the left are using us, not just the fucking left. We got to stop with that one-sided shit, that one-sided coin of the spectrum. That's, come on now. It's both these motherfuckers are using us.
Let's give them a chance to respond.
Explain
to me how
they respond.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to know how's the right exploiting or using black folks in this issue? Because I haven't seen it. You explain it to me. Help me understand it, and then, you know.
Frank?
Well, that fool was not defending no fucking nobody's story. He was just fucking. My thing is,
no,
look,
no,
I don't even care about any shit.
He was.
Whose story was it?
Yes, he was.
See, we believe the white
women.
When it's somebody white, we believe the. Why do we believe everything when somebody's white versus when somebody's black?
My problem was with the energy. My problem with the energy is the fact that it can be generally shrouded, and this is not a term that should be used to offend, but a term that is used to explain. Energy should be shrouded with intelligence and information, and then you can have the energy. But if you have been only given a narrative, no matter whether this is a true or a false situation, if you've only been given partial information, then your energy should not be as intense as it is if you don't have all of the facts, because therein lies the way that they use your energy to fuel the narrative of the opposite. You see, they don't care what you feel. They just want you to feel. And because they don't care what you feel, your emotions are exactly where they want it
to be. I'm frustrated with my people. That's what I'm frustrated with.
So let me just say this.
When somebody's black, it's a fire, but when if somebody's white and it has something to do with somebody white, we believe it and he's a patriot. That's corny to me.
No,
but with the George Orson, everybody thinks, I don't think that was a psyop, but this fucking white boy, everybody believes him because he's a fucking white boy, right? Come on, we got to stop this shit. We cheer white supremacy on, dude. We cheer that shit on.
We have a very dangerous slope if we do not exercise common sense. When we step outside of using a balanced sense of judgment. You see, a balanced sense of judgment would say that we look at the schematics of a thing before we decide where we're going to build the bathroom or where we're going to build the backyard or where we're going to build, you know, whatever. When we look at the schematics of a thing, we can then dictate where all the stuff can and cannot go in a house, for example. If you're looking at if you're adding on something onto a house, you got to first of all get the schematics. You first of all got to get the blueprints. But what the blueprints gives you is a bird's eye view. You can't say, well, I hate this neighborhood anyway. I don't want to put this house up. I don't want to put any improvements on this house because I just hate it. No, you got to make the improvements. You must add the new part onto the house. So you must remove all the emotions, take a bird's eye view and look down at the schematics and make the judgment that's best for the situation. And so in that case, you cannot speak intelligently on any topic if we've not investigated all of it, which means we have to know the law. We have to know what's going on in the circumstance. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. This is so funny to me because I remember in law courses where they would give us scenarios, and it would be exactly like we're talking right now. They would give us scenarios, and we would have to then take that scenario and build a case around it. That is exactly like this is right now. It is a false story that they give us, and we have to take the law and apply the law to it. I couldn't apply the fact that my uncle got shot in the back in Mississippi by a white shop owner to a circumstance that dealt with a shop owner shooting somebody else. I couldn't take any emotion from that. And so these are the critical thinking steps that we have got to learn how to exercise and use now. Because if we don't know how to exercise critical thinking, and your point to the fact that it could be a psyop is a step in the right direction as it relates to having critical thought. But now you've got to take it a different step. You've got to take it a little bit further. You've got to begin to unpack their reasoning. You've got to be able to unpack what
law
they
use. I don't agree with y'all. It doesn't mean that I'm not a critical thinker, so I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can appreciate that.
I don't agree with
that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Hey,
I respect that. Go ahead. Yes.
And Frank is a critical figure. I talk to him all the time.
What happened to
him?
Where did he go?
And I understand. Huh?
Where did he go? Bernard, can you call him back? Can somebody call him back?
See, I hope he didn't hang up, mate, because he is a critical thinker, and we conversate all the time. But, you know, Frank is living in California between, I think he said, you know, out in California.
It says
and
the
call dropped.
Caller has dropped.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I, you know, I hear his frustration even in our conversations. You watch him on YouTube, how things are being, you know, how our people are being constantly being exploited. But the unfortunate thing about it all is that we got those who look like us who are allowing this to happen. You know, there's a guy here in Cleveland named Bashir Jones, and, you know, he had a radio program. He's a city councilman, and I've called into his radio program before he became a councilman. And I basically told him, I said, you know, we got these melanated folks out there who claim to be our leaders, and they're watching all of the destruction in our neighborhoods and in our communities. They're watching it happen, and they don't even bat an eye. Look at, you know, 40% of the homeless in Los Angeles are melanated people who have been displaced and ran out of their neighborhoods and their communities. I mean, you know, it's easy to get real frustrated, and that's where Frank is coming from. And I think that sometimes, you know, we allow our emotions to get the best of us, you know, and that's the thing. That's the thing. I think Frank has to, like you said, channel his energy more towards, you know, solution oriented. Not that he's not, but I'm just saying, you know, because we're too easily triggered with this race stuff. I'm so sick of hearing about racism and white supremacy, especially where it doesn't apply, but because it's a weapon that can be used, you know, by whoever to advance an agenda, you know, that doesn't even include us. We've been hearing all this stuff, for 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing this stuff for 50-plus years from one side of the political aisle who claim to care so much about us, yet it's their policies and it's their agenda that has brought our communities basically to ruin almost, you would think. And and every time something goes wrong, as far as I'm concerned, this is just an attempt to cover up the horrible, horrible policies that have ruined us as a people. So they don't have to give an account for it. You know, and that's the way I see it. I'm like you. I'm a conservative. And, you know, and it's white folks didn't define conservatism. They're not
at all.
Principal owners of right. We as a people have always been conservative. We believe in the family values. We believe in a creator, you know, that created us all. We believed in taking care of our families and this, that, and the other. Until we started messing around and fooling around with this one political party that that has just gone way off the rails.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 110%. And I agree with a lot of what Frank had to say, because Frank made some very valid points that he is tired of them using his people, our people, to push narratives. And I said that earlier today. I feel the exact same way. I think that a lot of times when you are a conservative person and you do come from a different generation, that sort of shapes your thought processes, and it also sort of shapes your conversation.
It does.
I understand. And you know what? For his generation, he has the exact amount of energy that he needs to have to be on the forefront. You see what I'm saying? Like, my father would not be on the forefront right now because he's already had his time to be on the forefront. I'm not about to be on the forefront unless I can't find any men in my community here to stand up in the state of Alabama. Then you'll find me going down to city council meetings and, you know, going down to different board meetings and things of that nature, standing up and being a voice. But you find that as you get older, you've got a lot more to lose. And so you're a little more conservative even with your approach to certain situations. I did try to call him back. I did try to call him back, and unfortunately he's not answering. He's probably busy or whatnot. But what do you say, Bernard, about – oh, well, first of all, let me ask both Bernard and you as well. What do you feel about the possibility of Kamala Harris possibly – being the president if, you know, God forbid, something would happen to good old Colin Blow Joe? What do you feel about that now that he is in the hospital?
I feel that they're going to get ready for some terror.
terror?
Get ready for some terror. Yeah, she's a little bit more scared than he is.
Yes, she is. Exactly. And how do you mean that? Tell me how you mean that. How is she a little scarier than he is, in your opinion?
Well, she's more diabolical, and people would believe will fall for the woman trap. So that's how I look at it. About, you know, I look at it as people fall for the woman trap, and she's a woman and all that. So that's how I look at that in a different context.
And so you feel like because she's a woman, they're going to be really happy that she's a woman, but they're not going to hold her feet to the fire as they would a male who was in her situation?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. She'd be... Yep. That's what I'm saying. So I would I would be more worried about her than him.
I am more worried about her than him. Yeah.
In a day, it might be all right, but if she's there for like five months, I get a little bit more worried.
Oh, yeah, because then she's full in the full effect. What do you say? What are your thoughts with that? I mean, do you have any thoughts with that, Victor?
I'm like the rest of y'all. Lord, have mercy on us. But you know what? In all honesty, I don't really think she won it. I don't think she won it. You know, I mean, think of the pressure. Think of the pressure. Look at all of the men who have taken the office. They went in and they looked young, and then at the end of their term, you know, they had all these gray hairs, and there's a lot of pressure in having to be, you know, the head of state like that. And I think that it would definitely age her about 30 years. But beyond all that, I'm just concerned, just like everybody else, that she's a Marxist, you know, she's from the Obama camp, and everything we see that is happening was set up under his presidency to a certain extent. All the players and the actors were put in the position that they are in our government today to do exactly what they're doing. And all of this PSYOP stuff, there's probably a whole lot of validity to it, because you need a crisis. You know, somebody once said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So what do? You create a crisis because you can, because when people can trigger your emotions to get you out in the street to riot and do the things that we see happening, then you're looking at the person that's controlling you. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people have fallen into that trap of allowing their emotions and their feelings to be dictated by images that may be false images that they show us on television. So, but as far as, you know, Ms. Harris is concerned, we're in trouble now. I mean, the country is at a crossroads. And I think that it can go one way or the other. And as Dr. Sakima Bey has always said, all of this race stuff is going to have to be put to the side, because we got a country to save. Because if we don't come together as citizens of this country, then, you know, then they're going to crush us all. And it ain't going to matter what color your skin might be.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I am amazed that you – I feel like I agree so much with everything everybody is saying. You know what I mean? I mean, the whole Kyle Rittenhouse situation, the whole Madam President situation, all of this stuff is made to shape our mindset and to make us have an opinion one way or another. And the funny thing about it is that we do have an opinion. Even when we say we don't care, we do have an opinion. And I think that's the reason why it's so easy to create a narrative, because they know that no matter what happens, you're going to have an opinion, and it's going to sway your thought process. Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Can I ask you a question? The guys
Certainly.
That were shot, none of those guys were even from there, were they?
No, they were all Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
But see, that's what, you know, and people are mad at this young man for being there, but yet these folks, it's okay for them to go into these communities and do the work and do the damage that they've done. I mean,
exactly.
I don't understand it. He went to help family members and friends to protect what was theirs.
Yep, that's exactly what he did. And as a matter of fact, he was invited to help to protect the store. Yep, he was invited to come and protect the family store. I'm not sure if everybody remembered that day, but that particular day, there was a load of people that were standing outside. And those people were standing out there. I'm putting the call-in number on Twitter, you guys, so I apologize that I am doing this right now. But there was a lot of people that were standing outside that particular day, and they were showing that they were there to protect that neighborhood, and that stuff ended up happening that evening. But those people were already brought in. There were cages of bricks. There were cages of incendiary items. There was all kinds of stuff that they were doing last year that was already set up out there. And they believe some of those who saw the situation unfold and thought that it could be a PSYOP made this one very important statement. And that was, I was watching Joe Rogan, and I was watching, ironically, the guy who actually filmed the footage that I saw that night that was live. It was a live feed in Kenosha. And that's what made me stop and watch. You know, even though it was a short amount of time, I sat there and I watched it. But the guy who actually shot the footage was on the show. It was Rogan. It was the guy who took the footage. And it was also Alex Jones, ironically. Could you imagine all those people on YouTube the other day? But they were actually all together on Tim Pool's channel. And they were actually talking about the case and that he was there. But he wasn't even supposed to be there. Somebody asked him to come and help to protect their store that they had out there. Now, earlier in the day, again, they were all showing pictures of people who were standing outside of stores protecting and letting people know, you know, just keep on going. Don't come around here. And usually when you have somebody who knows how to use a gun, I have a 12-year-old nephew that knows how to use weapons. Most of my nephews that are in Mississippi, they know how to use long, rifles or whatnot. But most of those people who use those, okay, they know how and what not to do. When I saw that child running with that weapon, I thought to myself, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Okay? But when I hear the anger in our youth about this topic, and there was no black people involved, it tells me that what they've done has worked. That what the powers that be has done, it works. That they could still shape the narrative and that they could still shape the thought processes of men without it having anything to do with them. That you would be able to look at a situation and a circumstance with just the facts, the true facts, if you were privy to all of them, and if those media outlets that were feeding the facts, quote-unquote facts, had given you all of the background, that you'd be able to make a very fair judgment. But in this case, what they have done to a community, to the nation as a whole, works. It works. And it works
absolutely
because there wasn't one black person involved, not one. What it does show you is that the person who would be leaning toward agreeing with the opposite side that did not win, they would be more apt in the future to a point to acquiesce their weapon based upon the perception and what they saw.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. It's manipulation, basically,
witchcraft.
You're talking about. Yeah, that
complete
too, absolutely.
Complete witchcraft, manipulation, and witchcraft.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah,
so.
And it goes hand in hand. So. Yeah.
You know, I want to get into. Go ahead.
No, but I was just gonna say that you know, we have to be able to recognize when we're being hoodwinked and bamboozled. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mhm. Absolutely. So I'm so glad that our brother Frank is back. I don't know what happened to you, but it said on the top, caller has dropped. And I was like, no. I'm glad you are back. 714-603.
Yeah.
Is that Frank?
714-603? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't hang up. Look, the thing hung up on me. That was weird. That's why I was kind of, that made me like irritated. Like,
well,
they hung up on me.
That happens.
I'm not mad at y'all at all. I'm not mad at y'all because, you know what I'm saying, y'all shared your opinions before. I'm just mad at the fact that this is just the percent. This right here is just going to go down. And if it was right or wrong, whatever the case, whatever it is, it's just going to go down as like, okay, for example, how you just said devil's advocate, how a lot of people don't have the details and stuff like that, the case law and all that. But at the same time, the perception is still going to be white supremacy 10, us 0. That's my thing. You see what I'm saying? And, I mean, this is my thing, you know, to play devil's advocate with these other people. Okay, so say we were questioning some white motherfucker, right? Would they feel the same way if one of us was on trial? You see what I'm saying? No, they wouldn't. They think he's a thug, he's a monster, he's a motherfucking gang member. It's just a two different types of perception when it comes down to a young white motherfucker with a gun and a young black, so-called black person, because that's bullshit, that black term, too, when it comes down to a gun, too. So it's a different kind of, it's two different worlds out here, but we're living in the same world. It's just the perception. That's what pissed me off about it. Not y'all, not what y'all think. It's just the perception. It's going to keep going. Because there's going to be another case where the dude is totally with a guy. Because there are some things that he, I'm just going to keep it real. There were some things that he, you know, he did wrong. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, whatever. I mean, for one, that, being under that curfew and owning that gun underage. But that's here near here. Did I say it right? That's near here or there. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I'm going the wrong way. But I'm just mad at the perception of everything, man. I'm not, you know, I don't get emotionally because I knew if I think something's a psyop, I'm not going to get upset about it. But the thing is, it makes it worse because it's a psyop, right? It's a psyop, and it makes it even worse because they give you something unreal that's not real. You see what I'm saying? They give you the perception that it is real. So, I mean, that's my thing, man. I'm not mad at what y'all think because y'all going about case law, y'all going about, you know. But I mean, we gotta. If something's a psyop or we think something's a psyop, we gotta be very careful on siding with that shit. We gotta be careful on siding with it. Oh yeah, I think this and that. We gotta be careful about that because if something is fake, dude, I'm not gonna side. I'm not gonna side with it. I'm just gonna put it to the side and I'm not gonna let that get into my psyche. I'm not gonna let that get into my mental Rolodex. I'm gonna put that to the side like everything. We call the George Floyd a psyop all day because it was a black guy, I guess. I don't fucking know. But why are we not calling this a psyop, dude? We just lost as black people. I'm not even talking about y'all. I'm just coming up here.
It could be.
Black people lost.
Can you hear me?
Lost.
Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm saying?
Well,
hey, Frank.
Yep.
Frank, let me say something about that. Let me say something. I want to address the Frank thing. Like today. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, huh?
Can you hear me, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look. I'm addressing the Frank point because the big psyop to me is that Jacob Blake's family is out there saying they're saying that he didn't get no justice. And it's a
a black man ain't getting no justice. Well, wait a minute, man. Ain't no white people out there fighting. Like, know what you talking about, man? That's the sigh of all sigh to me, right, man?
And did somebody get body slammed? Somebody got body slammed outside. The dude, like, in a real kid. And this is, I mean, you know, that's how you know it's a psyop. Because I've been, I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but I've been arrested before. I've been on trial, all that. This, in a real trial, you can request, if a judge says something crazy about a race or anything unbiased, they got to get rid of that judge. Your defense automatically has to fucking file for a new, file a motion to get a new judge. Because that's a bias and that's a conflict of interest. You see what I'm saying? So that right there, that lets you know it's fake. The judge saying all this shit about the black juror and all that shit, that's fake, dude. That's in a real trial, that would not happen. You know, that's how you don't know it's a sign right there. You know what I'm saying? And see, I don't know, man. We conservative or whatever the fuck, dude, we got to stop. We got to get off this shit, man. We got to stop siding with these white motherfuckers. I'm sorry, man. I am sorry. They will not side with us. We got to know who, dude, we'll tear each other down, but not these white motherfuckers. But isn't that their job to do that? Isn't that the white motherfuckers dropping their ass down and not us, dude? We're so lost, dude. I'm so sorry. And I mean that. Now, what I just said, I mean that. We do that shit on so many different levels. We got to stop fucking. We tear each other down, and the white people tear each other down, too. So, damn, dude, why are we doing this shit if they're doing it? And why are we siding with these white motherfuckers? We shouldn't even be talking about this Kyle Rittenhouse shit. We shouldn't even be talking about it.
So
we shouldn't be talking about it.
The
white motherfuckers are talking about it.
Let me ask you what you think about Vice President Kamala Harris has been put inside of the White House right now as the temporary president of the United States while the seated president is actually under the knife. He's having a colonoscopy, and I can't say under the knife, I'll say under the scope, having a colonoscopy, and he's under anesthesia. How do you think this situation is going to play out, and what would you say if she ended up being the president? How do you think America would be, and what do you think we'd be headed to then?
Felicia, you've been saying 25th Amendment, you've been saying that for the past weeks now. You spit hit it right on the nail when you said it a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what they're doing. Sorry, I'm driving. Roll the window up. You've been saying, you know exactly what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're playing games, and now they want to use this now. You see what I'm saying? It's all a ploy, man. Like I said, like you said, Felicia, man, I'm just waiting for these people to click the thing and say life cameras action. Man. You know what I mean? It's all BS. You know what I'm saying? It's all BS.
Yeah.
And then her, and then see, look, it seems like too they're playing games because they hit us with her approval ratings, right? And then this comes out after the approval ratings. Her approval ratings were lower than his. So
yes,
it's almost
they are.
Like this is like, okay, prove me something. Prove me something, Miss Madam President. Prove me this. Riddle me this, Batman. Riddle me that. You know what I'm saying?
That's me. I say riddle me this.
It's all BS, man. You know what I'm saying?
You smell BS alert.
Right there,
it's a BS alert.
This is to get us. This is to get the feminists, the black women, and the. Or I ain't gonna say black. This is to get the. You better wait, fool. Fuck. Get out this car and beat you up. So this is the black. So this right here is a black feminist this is targeted us too on different levels too. Cause it's like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, woo, you know what I'm saying? She's there, you know, she's proving what we knew she could do. This is all BS, man. This is her test run. This is her test run right here. Cause like BJ said, it only takes like a couple minutes for a colostomy. How do you say colostomy? It only takes a couple minutes, dude, and then he has to get put under the knife. Is that really all that necessary for that?
I have to apologize because I said under the knife. It's literally a scope. But here's the thing. They do have to put them under anesthesia. My dad had to have two. And I think the reason why they did his second one, well, the reason why they did them with the anesthesia is because they literally remove polyps while they're in there sometimes. And so that is considered a surgery, and it's better for them to, while they're there with the scope, while they're in there, to remove them. And so if there's a chance that the person has polyps, that's the reason why they have them under the anesthesia. And so that's why. But you know what? They did the same thing with President, I think it was Bush. I had the story earlier today that I did, but yes, President Bush and then... I forgot which other president. I know Cheney had to sit in for Bush, and I can't remember the other president. But my point is this. I do believe that our whole entire nation is a psyop right now. I don't believe half of the stuff that they put before us, but because I'm a human that has a thought process, I do make comments on it. Now, There
right,
have been a couple of things
true.
That I see pass that I don't say anything about because I know that it's definitely a PSYOP. The same situation, I called out what I saw over there in Texas or wherever that guy was when he had the concert and everybody got crushed. I knew that that was a ceremony. I knew that that was some debt that he owed to his master. I forgot the young kid's name. I wouldn't even be able to name a song that that kid made. But when I saw it, I called it for what it was. Here is the thing that I said, well, you were off the line. As it relates to the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, the fact that there was not one black person involved shows us that this is their litmus test. It shows us that what they've attempted to do to the United States works because we have blacks and whites divided over a white kid who killed and maimed white people. And black people are divided, which shows that whatever tactics they used or whatever method of witchcraft, it worked. Would you agree with that, Frank?
Yeah, and then, but see, the thing, this is what, not even just with y'all, with the frustration with these white people, too, because white conservatives are full of shit, too. You know what I'm saying? And then the liberals think you should get off some of them, too. But this is the thing. That's my thing. That's why I asked you earlier. If it was my nephew or yours, a relative or somebody or grandson or whoever, if it was the other way around, would they actually call him a hero and want him to get off? No, they wouldn't. And see, that's the thing, too. This division and separation, but these white motherfuckers and these Jew boys are the ones that caused the separation. Just like you get the Jew boys, the ACL Jews defending the molesters, but they're the ones that be the molest. They be the main molester, though. I'm telling you. And see, that's my thing. It's just, how come they won't have the same energy. That's my thing. They would not have the same energy if it was one of us. And that's not, it has nothing to do with me and you. It has something to do with them. And see,
well,
that's right there.
Well, how do you think the Ahmaud Arbery situation is going to go? I want to hear your take on the Ahmaud Arbery case. How do you
think that
situation is going to go?
Don't be surprised if they get off either, you know. Don't be surprised if they get off. Do not be surprised if they get off. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's how you know, with the Kyle Rittenhouse, not to go back to that was stage two, because they already had the National Guard out there. They already knew he was going to get off. But the thing with this thing, don't be surprised if they get off. And, see, I don't understand how this, what's the name? I don't understand how they could really say, because you notice it's kind of like they're kind of trying to push for the self-defense thing with this one, too. But I don't see how they're going to push for the self-defense with the Ahmaud Arbery thing when they chased them. You see what I'm saying? Now, the Kyle Rittenhouse, he could have used that because they were chasing him, right? Even though I've never seen nobody run from somebody with a gun, but whatever.
Man,
but,
well, because you and I both know that if you've ever taken gun or self-defense classes, your job first is to get away. As a matter of fact, you would put a blank and a slug and a blank and a slug or slug, and a bullet, I should say. Slug, bullet. Because if you're going to shoot out, you're going to let somebody know, hey, the first one was not real. The person kept coming. The second time I had to shoot, the real bullet got you because you kept coming. You feel me? So usually when people who are trained on how to use a weapon, are not going to shoot first.
That's
we
true.
We do not shoot first. I'm going to get away.
You're right.
If I can't get away, my first shot is your warning, and it is a slug.
Right.
My second shot is because you kept coming, and I could not get away. So while he was running is when I tuned in to when they were beating him up. And they had them all surrounded. And then we come to find out that these people were BLM and Antifa, okay, and that he just so happened to be there. All of this stuff is really of no consequence as it relates to our community because he wasn't black and neither were the assailants. Neither are the decedents. I think what is more of a major question right now for us is why do we feel a certain type of way on my side? Your side and anybody else's side. What is it about them that they've been able to manipulate our thought processes so that we have an opinion on what we feel could be a PSYOP?
Mm,
That's a good point.
See, and then, Felicia, this is why I don't allow this stuff to get me fired up.
Correct.
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, you could very well be, they could be playing you. But the thing
that's
is,
true.
When the country is at stake, as Shaq would say, all hands on deck, because, you know, there were white folks reporting on, white conservatives reporting on the fact, because this is how I found out about Chicago last year. You know, I didn't hear it on the Reverend Al Sharpton show. I didn't hear it on, you know, CNN or MSNBC, how those brothers in Chicago told them people, you're not coming up in our neighborhood.
Hey, I was there.
So, right. And, mm-hmm. and all the buses that these people brought in to do all of this rioting. And then, you know, then it's sad to hear that our the lady masquerading as our vice president, you know, saying that they need to get money together to bail these people out. Well, the vast majority of those folks were white.
And to your point, the preponderance of those folks that were white were also paid to be there.
Yep.
They were paid to be there. And that's the reason why I say that as humanity, we need to start to unveil these people. We need to start to unmask it when we see it. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I stood the way that I did when it was concerning the case of George Floyd was because, like any case, as soon as it lands and I see it, I began to start doing my digging and researching immediately, because I know that if there's a fake narrative or a false narrative to be had, they will start to scrub the internet, because they can't scrub it fast enough. They can scrub fast, and they do move real quick. They move incredibly quick. I have enough time to tell you this. There was a situation that involved necromancy in a black man in Georgia. They pulled out the man's name, and I immediately start to do research. And as I'm doing the research, my right hand to Yah, the narrative of this man began to change. Literally, I still have my research right now. I still have it because I got, you know, smart enough to start to put stuff to the side. But this particular research, I didn't do with this guy here. I just stumbled upon it. But this particular research, as it relates to necromancy, I began to do my research on the person that they said was involved in this, and it was a black man. First of all, that's not how we get down as black people, period. Okay, we don't get involved in anything like that at all. Okay? The second thing was, once I started to do my digging, this man's identity began to change right before my eyes. From one of my background databases to another, the first background database that I had on this guy, all of his true stuff started popping up. Then I started checking all the jurisdictions that this man was arrested. Let me tell you what happened when I started to dig in the George Floyd situation. I may have already shared this, but as I'm digging in the George Floyd situation, I did not find a George Floyd that was living at all forever and ever, amen, in the area that this situation took place. My knower, or the Ruach HaKodesh, what some would call the Holy Spirit, revealed to me when I very first saw this man's face. As I was passing the TV, I said, oh, but this guy looks dead. He looks like a zombie. Now, they are reanimating people. I just want to let you know that, okay? The next thing was, as I began to dig, and I began to dig, you began to see a case build where he was now in that region. But the first person that I ever saw with that name, first, last, middle, all that, was in the state of Texas. For the George Floyd guy. Then I have to couple that with the fact that his best friend, who was an attorney, gave notice and mention to a woman who has been scrubbed off the internet since, that he thought it was quite odd. It was a black PhD that he was talking to. I thought it was quite odd, he says, when I turned on the television and the friend that I had just buried a few years ago was being murdered on nationwide TV. We're dealing with warlocks and witches. You have to understand that. So they can paint anything they want to paint, because this world and this nation belongs to them. We as people who look like us are conservative simply because the father we serve is conservative. To Victor's point earlier, we are conservative because we've always been conservative. We are conservative because we are the Father's chosen people and we're made in his image. And therefore, he being conservative, we are conservative. More conservative than, say, your more liberal friend who may not look like you. Because our core and our original and our DNA is the DNA of our Father. And that's why we are conservative. So all of the narratives that they paint before us are that of witchcraft. All of the narratives that they paint before us is for the purpose of communism, is for the purpose of Marxism. The whole CRT piece that I do not agree with, and I made comment of that today, I don't agree with any of that because I don't think anybody owes me anything. I can earn it myself. Now, what I do want back is what you said you was going to give my family and what you said you was going to give my people. If you weren't going to do it, then you shouldn't have said it. And if you feel like I shouldn't ask you back, then you should forgive any debt you say I owe you, whether it be taxes, whether it be any type of funds that you say that I overspent or that anything I owe you, you say I owe you no matter how long ago it was, whether it be a college education, then you should say I don't owe you. If that's not the case.
And there's a slap us.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Then to add insult to injury to us, you want to give, I mean, think of all of the melanated people, and Frank is in California, he know this, of all the melanated people who have been displaced in their neighborhoods and in the housing projects by illegal aliens invading this country. And then to turn around and say, well, we're going to give these people X amount of dollars, you know, because they were separated at the border. Well, separation at the border was going on long before Donald Trump came on the scene because these kids are coming in here, and I don't mean to change the subject, but this goes along with what we're talking about, and that is
no, please
you
do,
know,
please do.
You know it because a lot of these kids were coming in here, excuse me, with people that they didn't even know. They were being trafficked. So you had to so the Obama administration to a degree was exactly right in separating these kids from some of these folks. Now, was it, you know, questions there about it to a certain extent, but it was the right thing to do to separate those kids. But all of this, as you were stating, Felicia, is just an example of the spiritual warfare that we're engaged in. You know, there is a demonic force that is pulling these strings here, and there are people who are willingly serving them and doing their bidding. And so they're intense with it. It's crazy.
I want to ask a quick question. If anybody has heard about the, we're gonna change the topic just for a second. Has anyone heard that the CEO of Pfizer would refuse the jab? Did anybody hear that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so I want to let you guys hear this. I'm not sure if you can hear. Can you hear this? Okay, so that was Borola. Could you hear that by chance? Could you hear him speaking? Because I played it, but could you hear him speaking?
No,
I don't think
I
you
did,
guys
I
could
did.
Hear him. Well, Borola said that he is 59. He's in good shape, so therefore he was not going to get the vaccination. That's what he said. I didn't think you could hear it. I hope that you could. I didn't. I should have taken the audio clip and affixed it. And so, yeah, I'm sorry, but no, I didn't. I wasn't able to do it. I'm being distracted by my grandson, who's to the left of me, asking me if he can get something. Sure, go right ahead, buddy. So, with that said, you know, folks, I think that what we can all agree to is that there is a lot of shenanigans that's going on, and it goes back to the statement that was used for 2 years prior to the seated president. Oh, wow, I almost had a Freudian slip and said previous. The seated president coming into office, and that was that they were fighting for the very soul of America. The soul is where your will is. The seat of your will is your soul. And they've been fighting for it, and they've all said it to include the former president, President Trump. You know, again, I voted for that man, and I only voted for him at the time when I was still voting because I felt like he was the best person for the job. Conversely, I voted for Obama the very first time because McCain, who was not the best of all, but he pulled out a cuckoo bird as his running mate. And when he did that, I said, oh, well, forget him. And I went on to the other guy. And it wasn't until the second time he had to run where I had realized that this guy was Beelzebub's spawn. And now that I look at it, I see that they're all two sides of the exact same coin. It is Janus. All of it.
Wait a minute. You said whose son?
Beelzebub's spawn. He is the spawn of Beelzebub, Victor.
Oh my
he was
goodness.
The spawn of Beelzebub. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He was one of the bad Anunnaki. As you know, there are two sects. There's a couple of sects of Anunnaki. He was one of the bad Anunnaki. Okay. Speaking of which, I'm not sure if anybody is up on this, but they just got through showing that Planet 9, Planet X, Nibiru is getting very, very, very close. And it's amazing because we just had the whole thing with the moon and the sun crossing one another or whatnot. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on within our atmosphere. And I honestly think that a lot of people should dig a little deeper as it relates to who we are on this planet and what's going on this planet. And not be so egotistical to think that we are it and we're the only ones that are it. Because in a minute, I believe that they are going to be using some pretty outlandish things to attempt to subdue us and to subdue our minds. A lot of people are looking for a rapture that is not listed in the Bible. A lot of people are looking for a lot of things that do not exist. And I think that those folks are going to be taken advantage of because of a lack of knowledge. And by that, I'm saying this. And all you're getting, get some information, get the knowledge, get the wisdom, and couple that with the Father. You've got to, because if you don't, they're going to use what you don't know against you, and they're going to use it to fool you to believing of the things that you see outside your door, that those things are real, to include what we just got through seeing today. I thank each and every one of you guys for being here. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. We don't have to exhaust them, but I would like to hear both Bernard as well as my brother Victor's closing statements before we close. Bernard, let's start with you. What do you have to say? You've got 3 minutes.
Once again, Felicia, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Your voice gives people life, and you always do so much research, and it's kind of funny because as far as I research so much, it's always great to have somebody else who can always, you know, send you some information. That's how you connect the links and connect the dots. Oh, I researched this, but maybe I didn't see that. Or maybe, oh, you saw that. Or, you know, so it's always good to have so many people, including Victor and Frank and stuff. Victor sends me stuff. Everybody sends me stuff. You know, it's kind of funny, and I was telling the guy this week, you know, I had a friend of mine who, you know, early last week pissed me off because, you know, I've been knowing him for a long time, and he doesn't want to go in the sauna and steam room with you anymore because, you know, he's scared of the COVID. I'm like, well, if you research this stuff, man, I mean, daggone, I would think daggone to give him the steam room, I mean, at least the water. I mean, like, this got chlorine in it, man. So, you know, should be like, hey, man, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I mean, I really don't know anymore. So it's glad to talk to people who not scared to walk down the street. So, Felicia, I know you're not one of the people that's scared to walk down the street, so I appreciate being on your show and telling you that thanks for putting this great show together today.
Well, I'm glad. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that you were here, and I thank you so much for putting the fire under me to actually get it back onto Blog Talk, because as we were talking earlier today, I was like, well, I could go on the Blog Talk. I do want to hear what other people have to say. You're like, you know what, I'll be right there. And so what I will say is this, is that then every Friday at 1 o'clock I'll be here. Now, there are a couple of shows that I will no longer be affiliating with, and I will publicly say it here on this forum. I do not agree with anybody speaking disparagingly of mothers, speaking disparagingly to people, period. You can agree to disagree the same way that we did today and the same way that we came to the table of understanding with Frank. Frank was very vocal in how he felt. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I think that's necessary. But when I can see you cut up and be contrary and just guttural on other platforms, and I can see you behave in a way that's unseemly, I don't associate with those type of individuals in my personal life. And so therefore, I won't be on anybody's show or platform that acts unseemly. So with that said, every Friday at 1 o'clock, I will be right here. So whomever wants to come on and join, you're welcome to come. Phone number won't change. It'll always be 515-602-9746 to call in and to give us your opinion. And you will always be able to come and say how you feel respectfully. So I appreciate you for that. Victor, having said that, what say you for the next 3 minutes on what you see?
Okay, go ahead, Victor, because I was going to fill in something for Felicia.
Well, go ahead. I yield my time to you, Bernard. I'm getting ready to get around a lot of noise.
Oh, no. Well, you got your, well, let me just say this before I go, because I got an obligation I got to do. But I will say this, that it's funny that we've been talking about this Kamala Harris thing for a while, and there he goes. I mean, you know, they had us in the left hook, right hook. Now they got us in the square in the middle. And I just want to say, when I called Felicia this morning, I had to wait 4 minutes because she was on the show talking, but after that, me and Felicia, we said, come on, let's do this show. So, Victor, I'm glad I told you to come on, because now she says she's going to do this thing every Friday. So if Felicia can do this thing every Friday, I know as long as I ain't got nothing to do, I'm going to be right here. So I'm glad that she did it. Yeah, because I like when Felicia come on my show and give her perspective. And it's kind of funny, the show is called The Lockout Perspective, so that's how it goes. You know, hey, it is what it is, and, you know, hey, I got to do some more work with Felicia in a way, because thank you, Felicia, for bringing on. Like I told you, I had you today, and I did it right there. I don't know, maybe I get a big tip tonight. I might say some more. You know how it goes.
Well, I sure appreciate the cup of coffee you sent me this morning. It is always wonderful to receive any blessings for the work that we sow. And so, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you for being here. Well, and we appreciate you for showing up and just really giving your opinion and telling us what you think. It's always well-balanced, and it's always appreciated and well-respected.
Okay. Well, with that being said, aside Victor, you had to yield your time. I got to go do a wedding, but hey, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys take care, and I know that Victor is gone as well, so we're going to go ahead and close out. But I want to tell everybody that may be listening to this show on the replay that we will be here every Friday at 1 p.m., and that will be 1 p.m. Central Time. My name is Felicia Lockhart, and I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in, those who were here and those who were also on listening by replay. Just to tell you a little bit about myself for the next few minutes, I have a background in radio as well as law, as well as, believe it or not, human capital, which is basically human resources. And so with that, there's a lot of law that I had to learn and more that I learned daily. So I appreciate all of you. And so that you know me a little bit better, you can go to my website, which is FeliciaLockhart.com. And you can also check me out on my Twitter page, where I'm a little bit more rambunctious with the same tagline, Felicia Lockhart. And then on YouTube, it's The Lockhart Perspective, Headlines with a Voice, and TLP, Headlines with a Voice, where we do narration of news and we do commentary on the adjacent Patreon pages. You guys remember, this is what I always say, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High Yah. Until we speak again, everyone, please be blessed. Take care of yourselves and take care of one another.